Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm super excited today, as I am every Wednesday when I get the opportunity to do this radio show here live from Houston, Texas, through the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now, those of you that follow the show know that I say this every week, and I can't help it because, well, it's hard to explain. You know how sometimes when you say wake up on a Sunday morning and you just don't feel like getting out of bed to go to church, or maybe it's that Bible study at nighttime that you're committed to going to, and it just comes that time of the day and you're just not feeling it. But you know, when you get to there, to church or to that Bible study, you walk out of the building saying, oh my Lord, I'm so glad that I did this. I so needed to hear the message. Well, that's how my day goes when I do the radio shows on Wednesday afternoon. You know, we have a family-owned business here in Houston, Texas, and we have a remodeling company, and we start out at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we go to 6 o'clock at night at least 5 days a week. So there's those times on Wednesdays when I'm going, oh, Lord, why did I take this day to do this radio show? But I got to tell you, folks, every single time I am done my show, well, I can't even explain the feeling that I get, the smile that I have, and the conversation I go into the other end of the office to tell my wife about. It's just unexplainable. So maybe you've experienced that on a Sunday morning or a Tuesday afternoon or a Thursday evening in Bible study. I'm not sure, but I do know one thing. It happens to me more times than I mentioned. It's like, you know, your day starts out, well, if you're me, it starts out, I read a little bit in the morning, early. 5:30, 6 o'clock, and by 9 o'clock, I need the Lord all over me again. But I find that if, as long as you stay committed to trying to stay in the path of the Lord, things become better. Now, I didn't say easier, I just said better. And sometimes, you know, like other things in life, we have to make our way down the path before we can look back and understand the journey that the Lord has put us on. So for me, the Lord has put me on this journey to be on the radio show. I used to do about 14 shows a week. Now we're just down to two, Christian radio show and a home remodeling show. And I got to tell you, folks, I get super, super excited because I get to do two things. One, on my Christian show, is experience other testimonies from other people and allow them to share them with people around the world so that they have the confidence, the strength, and the inspired faith needed to make it through their days. And sometimes we'd never even know the value that this show brings. But I do get a lot of emails and I do get a lot of comments that show me that people, well, they were just at the right place at the right time and they just needed to hear what they heard from the show, much like struggling to get out of bed on a Sunday morning and figuring out when you left why you didn't get out earlier. And you know, if you're like me, I go, oh, next week I'm coming, I'm bouncing right out of bed. And it just, well, you know, I think Satan sleeps under my bed sometimes on Sunday mornings because he tries to keep me from getting out of bed. As always, if you will stay in the right path, if you will stay committed to following the Lord, and I'm not saying it's an easy gig, but I'm saying it's an ongoing gig. And if you do that, you will find that there is opportunity for you and everyone out there to be able to experience things that you can tell others that will inspire them to do the same. And that's what this show is about. I have two guests today, Sadan L. Long out of I just forgot where he told me. I believe he said, let's see, he said Hot Tin Roofs, Cats on a Hot Tin Roof, Michael Jackson. And I want to say it's Gary, Indiana. I believe that's where it is. And also another gentleman by the name of Kevin Whitaker, who has been on our show before. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia area. So I don't want to waste a lot of time, but I just got to get rid of the housekeeping real quickly. And then we're going to bring Sedan up on the show. So if you want to call into the show, 347-989-1363, right? 347-989-1363. If you want to just listen, just dial in. If you're on your computer and you're going to get in the car and start driving, dial in, listen on the phone. If you want to ask a question, dial 347-989-1363 and then press the number 1. And if you get confused, just listen to that voice that answers the phone when you dial this number, and it'll tell you, it'll direct you which way to go. If you want to email us, you can email us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere that there's a space in social media, we try to be available to do that. If you want to be a guest on the show, go to toughtalkchristianradio.com, hit the little button that says become a guest, select a day that fits your schedule best, and we'll look forward to having you on the show. So, without wasting any more time, I want to introduce the author of an international bestseller, God Wants You to Dominate, and he's also an award-winning sales leader and performance coach. So, folks, tighten up the belt. You're going to go for a ride here. You're going to learn some stuff today. Mr. Long, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on, Tony.
It's my pleasure. And did I get your location proper?
Yes, it is Gary, Indiana, home of Michael Jackson, Cat on the Hot Tin Roof, yeah.
All right, so is that where – I just want to get through some little personal questions, not too personal, but is that where you're from originally?
Born and raised. Grew up in Gary. Been here all my life. My mom's from here. Dad's from Alabama. Mm-hmm. I've been a somewhat of a city kid, yeah.
So it says in the little piece of paper that they have here before the show, it says you've coached CEOs, college presidents, apostles, and what more people would consider common everyday people. You like to help people get the life they want, the money they desire, by teaching them how to overcome their past and control their future. Now, I know you've been on numerous radio shows and television shows, and you've authored books and different things. I'd like to start out, Sedan, with asking you, first of all, I got to ask you this. Where did your name Sedan come from?
Well, it means one who stands out among others. And my mom was in the hospital, and I want to say maybe one of the nurses. It was a male nurse, and that was his name, and she liked it, so she kept it. I appreciate it because it has a pretty good meaning and it's going to work out for me.
Yeah, that's an awesome meeting.
I like that.
yeah, that's awesome. And I just had to ask because it's an unusual name to me. And at first I thought I it was printed wrong. What got you into being a performance coach? What was it that you were doing that made you realize that was something that you could be?
Well, I got about 20 years of training, coaching, recruiting. You know, I spent maybe about 12, 13 years in retail, managing, recruiting manager, and teaching manager. That's 11 years in education. You know, pretty much my whole life. What got me into this specifically was, you know, I got to the point where I was getting past I was doing great work, but it wasn't working out, you know. And like most Christians, I'm loyal, I'm hardworking. The guy you asked to come in on the weekend, he'll come in on the weekend. But it just wasn't translating into the life that I knew that God promised me. And as I sat in front of people in education every day, listening to them talk about how they wanted to feed their kids and how they wanted to put their kids in better school systems and finally be able to buy a house, do the things that, you know, God wants us to do, and seeing them also be kind of frustrated with not getting, you know, ahead in their careers, which is why most of them are going back to school. But the problem with going back to school is it just gives you more debt. So to make it short, I ended up in the hospital. It was taking its toll on my health. So while I'm sitting in the hospital bed, I started really personal. And as I'm getting the personal development, like him, I realized these guys are teaching Bible. You know. But Jesus, without putting God, without giving God the credit for his work. So what I did was I reverse engineered all that stuff back to the root, which is the Bible. I started doing it in my own life, and it started being. And I go and I'm praying, and I'm in my prayer time, and I'm like, well, God, you know, somebody can tell your people that this way works. And he's like, yeah, you. So at that point, you know, after, you know, kind of picking my face up off the floor, I started writing. And a couple years later, it turned into a best-selling book, and now I teach people, you know, how to get the life they want and the money they deserve, because the Bible says I'm supposed to have life to the full, and that the work is worthy of the hire.
You know, it's funny. About 2008, I started reading books on self-help, you know, something to make me better, right? And about 2010, I found the Lord, and I started reading the Bible, and I figured out where all these motivational speakers, writers, and authors got all their information, just like you said, you know, right out of the Bible. And I thought, well, they're very crafty in how they use that. And I started, it actually made me want to read it more, you know. Now, I haven't been able to get out of the Bible what these people have gotten out of it to put in the words like that, but I got my own meanings out of it, and I got ways to understand things differently for me. So it is a very big motivator, I think, for me anyway, to stay in the Bible. I mean,
Amen.
We're busy, but it is, I think it's really important. And so when you're coaching with people, okay, when you're teaching with people, is it Christian based or is it just dependent on who you're coaching?
Well, it's a combination of four things. It's best business practices, it's some social science, it's life experience, but they're all grounded in biblical principles. Because if you go back and you really look at it, I mean, you take Peter, for example. Peter's just an everyday guy working a 9-to-5 that's not really working out that well. You know, can't pay his taxes. He toiled all night, couldn't catch any fish. And then he meets Jesus, and Jesus says, hey, you know, the life you have isn't working. I can help you have a better life. You know, I can take you from a fisherman to a fisher of men. I can give you influence. And he spends 3.5 years teaching him, you know, how to be able to influence other people. You know, how to be able to live life to the full, how to be able to get the life that God has set before me. So even when I'm teaching business, you know, I'm teaching it using biblical principles. You know, Jesus said, hey, I must first become the least of these men. You know, you have to learn at the feet of someone who knows. You know, Elijah had Elisha. Elisha learned at the feet of Elijah. You know, so you have to have these relationships with people who can teach you how to operate your gift. So even when it's business or it's social, you know, it's still grounded in the Bible. I mean, it works across the board. I haven't had a client yet that faith didn't have some kind of role in their upbringing, you know, because grandma took us all to church. You know, we may have strayed away, but grandma took us all to church when we were kids. So it's always in people, and God sends me people that it's in. So, you know, I'm really grateful, and I got to give him all the praise and glory for that.
Amen to that. And, you know, it's funny because this week at church, my pastor spoke about breaking the pattern, right? And
Amen.
He used Peter as an example. You know, Peter denied him, went back to fishing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus showed up afterwards, and you know, they had all that fish, right? And then he took over again. So it kind of reminded me of that when you were talking about when you're coaching people, you know, and look, the Lord, Jesus picked business owners, you know, people that were leaders, right, in their own businesses. But it really makes sense when you think about that part of the Bible, why it's important to have continuous coaching in your business or your self-improvement, because we tend to revert back to our old patterns when it doesn't go the way we think it should go. So
absolutely.
And I gotta thank you for giving me that information, because I sat in church, you know, bright eyed and mouth open, catching flies, thinking, man, this is good stuff. But it just brought me to that point when you were talking about that as a coach, why it's important for business people, for people in general, to get coaching, because just like Peter in the Bible, he needed to be reminded to get where he was going, not back to where he was. So that's good. Thank you for that.
Hey, well, thank you, because I encourage myself to.
Well, I find that, and maybe you agree, that when the pastor's in front of the room and he's preaching it, it's because he needs it worse than we do. That's why it's so well felt, you know. But anyway, let's talk about God Wants You to Dominate. That's the international bestseller that you wrote. What inspired that? And let's talk about it.
Well, at the end of the day, it was birthed out of, you know, my frustration. It was birthed out of, you know, not really being able to understand why, at the end of the day, you know, I wasn't getting life to, you know. So true God took me to is Genesis 1:26, and it says, man in our own image, and then we're supposed to have dominion. But most of us, if you look at lives that we live, we don't have the money that we need. You know, we don't have the time to spend with our kids, and we don't have control or say over whether money or not. So the dominate is about, you know, you being the head, not the tail. Because if you look a little bit deeper, most of our frustrations are because or control over. And it's not well, because I want to be working in loyal people, honest people, unless they're put in situations where they have no choice. They're going to cheat you. You know, they're going to do a hard day's work, you know, for a good day's pay. But what's happening, taking most of the money, and now we're scrambling. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to take all this coaching, all this leadership, all this that I've been successful, and, you know, that way people could have the tools that they need to start beating the system, to start having life to the full, to start being in demand as opposed to being people who are dominated and frustrated and threatened on a daily basis as to whether or not they can keep feeding their kids. You know, I mean, how do you feel when you go to work and you're sitting in a cubicle and you're sick, but you can't leave because you're scared that you're going to lose your job? You know, and that's what a lot of us are going through. You know, we're seeing people, you know, right now who are trying to feed their kids. We elected a president, you know, on the premise that he would make America great again. But really what it's saying is that, hey, man, we have some serious problems. You know, we have problems with employment. We have problems with our kids. And all of this stuff I discussed in the book. You know, I talk about having a positive self-image. You know, talking about having a clear vision. You know, because if you don't really see yourself the way God sees you, which is important, you know, Jesus stepped in front of the bullet for you like you were the president. You know, so if you don't see yourself as important, he did. He took the punishment so that you could have the opportunity to have life to the full. But if he did that for me, what does that say about me? That I'm valuable. You know, the angels questioned God. He said, well, what is it about man? You know, so the world and the system of the world has made us feel small when really we're powerful. You know, so my goal with the book is to give you the tools, just like Jesus did with Peter, so that you can have life to the full, so that you can feed your kids, so that you're getting beat up by bully bosses who keep threatening you, you know, about a job, you know, because once you start operating at a higher level, the tables turn. You know, now all of a sudden the same guy who's threatening you is the same guy who's offering you more money, and now you have the skills and the know-how to say, you know what, I think I'm going to take my money and go over here. I think I'm going to take my skills and go over here. And that helps you have more control. It helps you have the leverage you need to spend time with your kids and go to baseball games. And ultimately, it trickles down to us having a better society.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what... Yes. I agree. And I think that I just went over to your website. I just want to tell people where they can get the book. I'm going to spell out the website. You can go to Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page or my Facebook page and just click on the link. but it's SADONLONG.com. Okay, and you can get this book. And what I'm thinking, Saddam, is this is a very good book for men to read, because
I'm not,
women are smarter than us. We know that, right? And they look at things differently than we do. But we are the one that feels trapped, because we have to feel, we have to feed the family. We have to do whatever we have to do, and makes most of us come home angry at the end of the day. And provide no opportunity for our family at all, and with all that hard work wasted. So I think this is a great book for men to take time out and read it, because it will give you the opportunity. Well, I'm going to read one of the people that wrote in about the book in this time of uncertainty. This book gives the reader a revelation that God wants the best for you beyond the Sunday word. Saddam Long breaks down biblical principles and gives solutions for you to succeed and fulfill God's plan. I've gained a greater insight. Very interesting and quite informative. Man, that's good stuff. And that was written by a lady. She's the founder of Church Girl Closet. Yes, yes. And no, God bless you, man, for doing this, because I've written a couple books, and there's no explanation that you can give the feeling that you get when someone reads your book and they have a comment that's a positive comment. And, of course, the first thing we do is say, thank you, Lord, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a struggle and a struggle and a struggle to live in today's world. And you have to have tools in order to get through it. And the Bible is the best tool. But books like yours lead people to the Bible. So tell me, how long have you been that bridge for Jesus?
Well, I've been in church my whole life. Got baptized when I was about 12. You know, I've been teaching Bible studies and Sunday schools and things of that nature. But I've been really working at this probably about the last 5 or 6 years. And a lot of the reason was because I'm sitting in church and I'm looking at mothers and fathers, you know, crying out on the altar. And then 5, 6 months later, they're still crying out on the altar. And I wanted to help them. You know, I wanted to help myself, you know, because it's frustrating and it's sad, because we know that our work is worth something. We just don't know how to get what it's worth. So that's where I've been, and it's been probably about the last 5 or 6 years.
Now, do you have children?
I do not. I'm a good old big godfather to a bunch of them.
Well, it's because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I always say that when we're preaching, when we're speaking good stuff, it's probably because we need it the most. And I know for me, you know, when I can be that person in front of my children, you know, they're grown adults now, but, you know, and once they get past the, oh, here he goes again, I know something's tapping into them. And just like with people that you deal with every day or people that read your book, you know that something's tapping into them. It has nothing to do with us. You know, God just uses us to put the stuff on the paper so that, you know, he can deliver it to someone who really needs to hear it, so that they can then become part of God's plan. You know, it's funny. I think he's got a crazy sense of humor, how he gets us all corralled up in different ways and shapes, and he gets us to this place we're supposed to be, whether we want to get there or not, whether we want to be beat down to get there or go in smiling. He's going to get us there. And I just find it interesting that he puts people like yourself on a path to be able to do that. Now, when you were younger, were you that person that was always trying to help someone, or you know, what I call saving the world?
Well, I think when I was young, I was always kind of a person that other people would talk to. You know, I was never a person who judged other people. So because of that, you know, people always kind of gravitated to me. And I never really knew what the purpose for it was. You know, I never really understood, you know, why people who seemed to me to be in better situations or have more going for them than I did would take my advice. or would seek me out, for some kind of opinion about things. I never quite understood it. And over the course of time, God has made it very clear what my purpose is. I don't sit here now as a big shot. I sit here now humbly, grateful for the opportunity because I know that's a great responsibility. But if you would have told me 10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have been, not me.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I find it interesting because a lot of people say that afterwards. Because I don't think that's our plan. We don't wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to go out there and help Jesus save this world. And then, get in your car and drive through morning rush hour. By the time you get to work, you've already committed to jumping off the bridge or running into someone or cussing them out. So I don't think anybody has that plan. I think it just comes to them when they're ready to receive it. And what would you say is the thing that made you ready to receive it? Was it a medical condition? Was it a life-threatening thing? Was it a friend that went through something? Usually I find it takes something like that for people to get up on it. Was there anything like that in your life?
Well, the pivotal point for me was a couple of things. One of them was I was working really hard, and I wasn't getting promoted. And it's like, man, I'm working, I'm doing great work, and you guys are patting me on my back, and it's not translating into the money that I deserve, which in turn made me really frustrated. And, being the hardworking guy that I am, being the good guy that I am, if you ask me to stay, I'm going to stay. If you say we need one more, I'm going to try to give you one more. So I started to really feel taken advantage of, and, that led to me overeating and not really taking care of my body. So I ended up in the hospital. So now I'm sitting at the hospital, and it's like, I'm just, dang, how did I get here? And I guess at that point, God finally had my attention, because the whole time they weren't promoting me. He was trying to promote me. He's like you say, you get in your car in the morning, and you go to the job, and, you've been taught to be loyal and do what they tell you to do and do a good job, But the whole time, God's saying, no, this is what I want you to do. I want you to write. I want you to teach. I want you to coach. I want you to train. But how do I do that? I got a job. So when I was finally in the hospital and it finally hit enough walls to where I couldn't run anymore, he had my attention, and now he has my obedience, and I'm a best-selling author. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, and he will sit you down, whether it's in a hospital bed or somewhere in your life, he will sit you down and get you to understand the purpose. It's just a matter of how strong-minded you want to be. And, I had mentioned that I found, reading the Bible in 2010, I found the Lord in 2010 at the age of 54. So I figured I was a little bit more stubborn than most, right? But due to my health, it always seemed to be this life-threatening situation makes us want to give up and reach out for any kind of hope. And then when we see it, we're like, oh, okay, good. And that's why I think for myself, it's important to have that Bible next to me in the morning when I sit down and have a cup of coffee and read, because I got to remind myself every day how blessed I was to get to where I am. And like you said, Jesus took the bullet, like a secret service guy for the president. And I never looked at it like that, but that's what he did. So we do have the ability to be important and to make better decisions because of that importance. So I like to, because time goes quick here, Sadan, I like to ask every one of my guests a question at the end of the interview. And before we give out all your information to get connected with you and have you come and speak, because I'm sure you go and speak to groups of people. But
yes,
what is one piece of advice in 2018 that you would give people in this crazy world that we live in? What is one thing? Now, I'm going to say the first thing. Go buy the book, God Wants You to Dominate, on your website, okay? SadonLong.com, SadonLong.com. But what's the one piece of advice you want to give some people?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do
I think we lost him. Oh, I think I got him back.
You got me back. You there?
I got you back. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, let's start over. What was the one thing you wanted to tell people?
Okay. Well, it must be really important because I didn't touch anything. Well, one thing I say is you got to be selfish. You know, you got to start being more selfish and know that by being more selfish, putting more time in it, spending time with God, as opposed to trying to please everybody else, that it's ultimately going to benefit the whole household. See, right now we get up and we're immediately trying to help everybody else. But you can't help everybody else without helping yourself. When you're in an airplane and that plane's going down, they say, save yourself first. So once you start getting better habits and you start getting better success, then you can save everybody else. But you got to save you first, because when you save you first, then you got that solid foundation, like you say, getting up in the morning, reading your Bible, getting up in the morning and being laser focused on doing what God has called you to do. And then when it starts bearing fruit, then you'll have enough to start giving other people. You'll have enough to pour into other people's lives, you know, because your cup will be bigger. So if you get yourself focused on doing what God has called you to do and you do it daily, it'll bear fruit. And then you can pass that fruit out to the people that need it. But right now, that's the thing. Yeah, you gotta put yourself first. You and God, every day, put together 25, 35 minutes of prayer time. Write down, after you come out of prayer, what he said to you in prayer, and then go out and do it.
And even if you don't know what he said, write that part down. Because if you listen long enough throughout the day, you'll hear it. And I don't mean this voice. You'll see it with I say you hear it with your eyes.
Yeah,
you know, you'll be able to see something that happens. It does. But you got to wait, because I like that advice about being selfish, to fix yourself first, because we all know we're no good to anyone unless we're good to ourselves first. And that doesn't mean that everything is all about yourself, you know what I mean? But fix yourself first. So now, tell everyone how they can connect with you.
Okay. You can go to SadonLong.com. That's SadonLong. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. They're both Sadon Long. And you can follow me on Facebook at Sadon Long as well. It's SadonLong. And you can go to YouTube if you want to see what I look like or hear me speak. And if you're interested in booking me for speaking engagements, you can email me at SadonLong. That's SadonLong @gmail.com. And we could talk about how to get me down there. And what I do is I help people get the life they want and the money they deserve. I speak to youth groups. I speak to adults. I speak in business settings. So whatever it is that you want to do, we could talk about it. And, again, Tony, thank you for bringing me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. I love doing this. I love meeting people. And I don't even have to leave my office. It's a beautiful thing, the radio, the internet itself, and there's a lot of good ways to use it. Now, if people out there are looking to have someone come in and do some team training or personal coaching, that's something that you're still doing as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think,
all right. So,
go ahead.
So, I apologize, but we're out of time, and I got another guest coming on, and we got to do a commercial break. But I want to tell people out there, and I tell people this all the time, because I don't mind having two copies of a book. If you buy the book and you're not happy with it, you don't think it's worth anything, I want you to email me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, and I'll buy the book back off you, because I collect the books of everyone that I interview. And I'm always giving them to someone to read, and sometimes I don't get them back. So having two is not a problem for me, but I challenge you to get the book. Men out there, get the book. And you women that are listening, get it for your husband. You know how stubborn
Amen.
We are. Once again, thank you for your time today. I look forward to having you back on the show. And one more thing, Sadon, when's the next book coming out?
Well, we just started working on our next book. 7 Tips on How to Make God Bless You. So hopefully sometime around Christmas.
Well, I expect you're going to contact us and come back on and let us help you promote the book.
I sure am.
All right, buddy. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Man, thank you, and God bless you too.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a short break. We're going to bring up my second guest, Kevin Whitaker, who grew up in less than perfect circumstances, and he views himself as an overcomer. He is a sold-out speaker, a pastor, and a mentor with a passion to help those. I'm telling you, folks, we got a great show today. We got two men coming on the show that are out there, and they're using the talents that they have found within them to help others. So don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back as soon as we take a short little commercial break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Tony Gambone on Tough Talk Christian Radio. We're here every Wednesday from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're coming to you live out of Houston, Texas, and we are producing the show through the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now, listen, if you missed the first interview, well, we understand you're busy. But make sure to go back and listen to Sadan Long, the author of international best-selling author of God Wants You to Dominate. Now, my second guest, Kevin Whitaker, as I mentioned, he grew up in a less than perfect circumstance. Now, there's a lot of you out there that can relate to that. And maybe you didn't grow up, maybe you grew up in a better situation, but yet ran across that later in life. So I want you to make sure to pay attention and stay tuned to this interview here with Kevin, because he's got a lot to share with us. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, you know, Kevin, I believe you were on my show before. It's been a while.
Absolutely.
For some reason,
it's been a few years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So let's remind everybody where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Okay, I'm originally, I grew up, started off in Chicago, the south side of Chicago, but basically grew up in rural Arkansas. And I have recently, within the last year and a half, relocated to Atlanta, Georgia.
And what brought you to Georgia?
Well, I moved here. I just really wanted to have a change of scenery. And there were some ministry opportunities here in Georgia. And me and my wife prayed about it, and God released us. And so we just started a new journey. You know, we just started a new journey here.
Mm. So that's a bold move. I know people tell me they pray on things and they just back up and they move. And that's a lot of faith involved in that. So tell me, how long have you been in the pastoral community, let's say?
Okay. Well, I've been preaching now going on 22 years. I pastored for about 13 years, 2 years in Arkansas, and then I pastored about another 11 years in Tennessee.
Okay. And so what, I want to touch on this. You grew up in a less than perfect circumstances.
Right.
Okay. South side of Chicago, people that don't know about that area there, it's probably not the easiest neighborhood, but you said you kind of grew up in Arkansas, right?
Absolutely. Well, I started my first memories of life was the south side of Chicago. That's where I started school at. And the area that we live in, is people that don't know, south side of Chicago is a pretty rough area. They were recruiting. The gangs were recruiting at the elementary school. Second and third graders were being recruited into gangs and different things, and it was just a pretty rough environment. And so later on, we transitioned from there to Arkansas, which is originally home. We moved to Arkansas, and that's where things started to progress. Things started to happen, you know, as I got older and got involved in the streets, and it was a tailspin in the wrong direction, if I can put it that way.
You know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, for instance, an area like the south side of Chicago or the north side of Houston or, you know, L.A. or New York or Philadelphia, all major cities have a bad area, and people don't really understand because they only see that spot on the news. But it does happen in grade school. That's where it starts. It's like if you aren't careful, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with you. Now, did your family have you in church? What pulled you out of there?
Absolutely.
Was there something that happened?
Absolutely. My family had me in church. I was raised in church. I come from a strong Christian family. Just a lot of people love Jesus. My mother was on the mother's board. She was sung in the choir. I have a lot of preachers in my family, a lot of uncles that preach, and my grandfather was a deacon. But growing up where I grew up at, it was just, you know, just primarily a poor area, and so there was not much to do. And of course, there's an exception to rule. You got a lot of people that make out unscathed. They overcome the challenges, and then there are those of us who fall victim to those challenges and participate in things that are not becoming of godliness and really not how they were raised. I wasn't raised to do things the wrong way, but I made a choice. Yeah, but I grew up.
Well, so, Kevin, I want to talk about your book, okay?
Okay.
What made you decide to write that book? Let me step back a second and just say the name of the book is Too Hard.
I think Too Hard to Break. And he called
Too Hard
to
Break. Yeah.
Yeah. The number two. The number.
Mm-hmm. And there's a chain on the cover of the book. There's a chain on it.
Right.
And too hard to break means breaking that chain, correct?
Absolutely. 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 And so we, you know, he called me up and he said, man, you need to tell your story, you know, because at one time in my life, I was facing 20 years in jail. And because I was facing that time, and of course, you know, like as I heard you say in the other interview, you know, sometimes there are drastic things that happen to turn us to God. And so because I was raised in church and because I knew the Lord, I knew, you know, what I had been taught. And because of that, when things began to get out of control and out of my hands and they got to a point where I couldn't fix it myself, I turned back to Jesus. I turned back to God. And when I turned back to God, I made God some promises and I put my life in his hands. And ultimately, those 20 years that I was facing, God delivered me from those 20 years. And I mean, I've been on a path ever since. And that was in the early 90s when he did that.
Yeah. I find it interesting, you know. You know, we as men, we're very strong-minded, very strong physically, and you know, a lot of times we get stuck on stupid, and we just got to be thankful that the Lord just pulls us off stupid, because 20 years is no joke. And I always find it interesting, because when I talk to people and they're telling me the story, and it's the better their testimony, the more desperate situation I think they were in when it happened. And I just think that, you know, when you read the Bible or you go to church and you hear about the gospel and the miracles that happen and different things, We all have those miracles inside of us. If we would just stop and look back at what happened in our past. Now, not 20 years in the pen or you know, maybe it was 20 years in a nowhere's job. Maybe it was 10 years in a bad relationship. Maybe it was an addiction or something like that. But it's all life-threatening, and we all view it like that. So I find it interesting that that God lets us trap ourselves into that situation before he pulls out. I guess that's the only way we can be the witness so others could see what took place and give them hope that even they could do it, right?
Absolutely. I firmly believe that much of what we go through in life and much of what we encounter in life is not so much always about us, but it's about those that we will be able to touch. And so, you know, with all that I've been through, I've been able to, I worked in the school system. I worked in the school system, the Shelby County school system there in Memphis. And what I did was called gang intervention. And basically I was a mentor or a liaison between the staff of the school and the students, and particularly those who were at-risk youth, you know, those who were in gangs and those who were doing things. And one of the greatest testimonies of that is I remember a guy who was there in school. He was a star athlete. And even though he was a great athlete, he was still in a gang. And I remember running into him about he had left the school. I thought maybe he had got arrested or something like that. But what happened was is that his mom sent him to live in a better area with his family. He got out of the gang and he got his life on track. And even though he wasn't playing basketball, he was going to school every day and he was doing the things that he needed to do. And he just told me, he said, "Man, I thank you for talking to me." And so those things are priceless. You know, when you hear about, you know, young men or young women that you were able to touch, you know, and share your testimony and let them know that there's a better way.
I don't know that there's a job that could pay enough money to replace that feeling that you get as an individual when someone hears your story and makes a change in their lives because of what you showed them they could do. I just don't know if there's a paycheck that big.
It's not, man. It's so fulfilling to know that, you know, you were able to help someone. You know, at the end of the day, you know, especially as a believer, you know, especially as a preacher and a carrier of the gospel, you know, our whole mandate is to help others, you know, to pull them up out of a horrible pit and get them, you know, established and get them to thinking, you know, in a different way, a different direction, and to ultimately allow their thinking to point their whole lives in a better direction. And so there's absolutely nothing more rewarding than knowing that you were able to help.
You know, my first guest, Saddam, was talking about how Jesus was like a secret agent that took the bullet for us, like they would take for the, you know, for the president. And that, that we were just as important as the president of the United States, right? And what I find interesting is that we are everyday people, pretty much like the president, right? I mean, all that politics aside, right? But what happens is I find that Jesus was brave enough to take the bullet, right? And smart, crafty enough to figure out how to get us to where he wanted us without even us knowing about it, right? And then to be able to influence us with our words to help others to get there as well and pass that along, like, you know, just keep passing it along. And when you start thinking about it like that, it's almost scary that it took that long to figure it out. Because I'll tell you one thing, Kevin, what really doing this show does for me, it allows me, you know, and I think that Saddam mentioned it, and I believe that you agree with this. when we are helping others, I find the most times that I'm helping others with conversation, it's the conversation that I needed to hear for myself too.
Man,
so
absolutely.
It's just funny how, yeah, I mean, it is. You know, like when I first started going to church, I thought they bugged my house, you know, to find out the things to say to me while I was in church. You know. But it's true, you know, so I find it interesting that the Lord is that crafty to be able to maneuver us around like cattle, you know, and how to get us, how to get the sheep to the right part of the pasture, basically. You know what I mean? So I just, and this show brings that to my face, because I read the Bible and I look at it and go, man, I just didn't get nothing out of it. But I find talking to other like-minded Christians allows me to say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me, when you go into these areas and you're working with the youth or these kids in gangs or just regular everyday people, what is the one thing, the one constant that you keep seeing over and over with people who are struggling?
The one thing that I see, and particularly dealing with youth, is that there's a disconnect with family. Sometimes even in the school, there was a disconnect with the students and the teachers. And so I made a suggestion that we started to do forums, and we had one big event where we had the Dallas Cowboy Diehard Fan Club. We had the head of the gang unit. We had the district attorney, and we had gang leaders, and we brought them all together at the Boys and Girls Club of America, and we sat down and we had a conversation. And so one of the things that I found out is that if you would just sit down and talk to people, you would find out that a lot of people are really, even though they're involved with something, Tony, they are really miserable. They don't want that kind of life. They don't want to be, you know, involved with illicit acts and involved with things. They just don't know. And somebody has to come along and throw them a lifeline of hope. And so I've discovered that if you throw a person a lifeline of hope and you put the ball in their court, that many times, more times than not, they'll grab it. They'll grab it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is, in a lot of locations in our country, the only thing that can get people out of that situation that they were born into, they didn't even have a choice for many generations, was a basketball, a football, or a baseball. And now, if you, people like yourself are going in there and giving them use to understand the Bible and to understand to sit down with others and have open conversation, it'll cut back on the hatred and it'll help on the growth of those communities. So what you're doing is really good stuff. Let me have you tell everyone where they can find your book. I know I've gotten it on Amazon, but I know you're having a little struggle with your website. But tell everybody about where they can get your book.
Okay, you can go to Amazon.com and get it. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com and get it. And that's Too Hard to Break. That's the number 2, no space, H-A-R-D, the number 2, B-E-R-E-A-K, no space in between. Too Hard, space, to break. And you can also reach out to me on social media as well. And I can send you an autographed copy of my book.
There you go. Now, Kevin, I'm going to say the same thing, because I've already went on Amazon, and you can, because if people are interested in learning more about this book, you can go on Amazon, you can click on the book, it'll show you a little bit of the inside of the book, and it's something that I really think that people should invest in. Okay, I mean, it's not a lot of money, but if you buy the book and you don't feel as though it was worth anything or you didn't get anything from it, I want you to email me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com, because I'm always looking to have two of everything, right? So just, I will stand behind this book because, like the first gentleman that was on the show, I really believe that you two men are out here for a reason, and you aren't writing books just because you're rich and famous, okay? You're writing books because
right.
you are trying to break the chain and try to make people understand that there's strength inside them as long as they try to reach in there and use it. Tell everybody, Kevin, how they can get in touch with you, and then I want to ask you that one thing that you're going to give people advice for this year.
Sure. Again, you can reach me on Twitter. That's Kevin Whitaker. You can reach me on Facebook. It's Kevin Whitaker. And you can reach me on Instagram at Apostle Kevin Whitaker. And so just any one of those. I'm on LinkedIn, and also you can see me on YouTube. My testimony is also on YouTube. I was interviewed for a television broadcast there in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I share my testimonies there on YouTube, Apostle Kevin Whitaker on YouTube. If you check that out, then you can definitely learn more about me and about the book. And again, let me just throw this in. The book is we're currently receiving treatments for the book. That's the first stages that a book has before it's turned into a movie. And so we're extremely excited about that. If you get the book reads like a movie. It moves fast. It's a real true story of redemption. And I really think that you'll enjoy it.
Awesome. Man, I can't thank you enough for being a guest on our show today, sharing your testimony, doing what you're doing. And when this movie comes out, I'm hoping you come back and spend a little bit more time with us before you get too famous.
Absolutely, Tony, always.
All right, buddy. You have a great day and a blessed week, and we thank you again for everything that you're doing, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to next time.
All right. Excuse me, folks. I struggled with a little bit of sinuses this week. But let me just wrap up the show here real quickly. We've got 2 minutes left in the show. And I just want to really give my biggest thanks to Sedan L. Long and Kevin Whitaker. And you can go on my Facebook page, Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network. You can just, it's all posted there, folks. You just click on the links. It'll bring you to the books. It'll bring you to the websites. To bring you to the opportunity to connect with these men who are doing some awesome things. You know, if you need a motivated speaker, a performance coach, someone to come and speak in your company, in your church, either one of these men are available to do that, make sure to go to Amazon and look them up. Buy the book. And go to Sedan, S-A-D-O-N, LONG.com. Buy the book off the website. Amazon doesn't need all the money. And Kevin, he's been working on his website, and it's coming along pretty good. So you're going to have to find his book, Number Two Hard to Break. Look it up on Amazon. This is an opportunity for you to better yourself and understand the value that God has placed in you. And maybe you should sit down, take a piece of paper, an old napkin, and write down the things that have happened in your life and turn back around and look how blessed you have been and tell someone else about it. My name is Tony Gambone. You can find me here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show. I hope everyone has a blessed week. And remember, you can get anything out of your life as long as you're willing to put anything into your life. That's my word for today. Hope everyone has a blessed week. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.